We're on to our next challenge of facing the Jacksonville Jaguars. And as we talked to the team this morning, this is a competitive, prideful, hungry team that we're playing down at their place. We know that we're not in a situation that we can go down there and put forth an average effort and come away successful. And we're going to get their best shot. So it's a challenge for us. And I think it's paramount for us to start fast. That'll be an emphasis for us all week. That we all know the facts that we've been outscored 55-13, I think, in the first halves of our games on the road. And you can't build sustained success starting that way and consistently think that you can play your way out of it. So that'll be something that we'll look to correct. But it's a situation too where we're very much in the world of next man up with the settling in with that Alex isn't here and losing Armani. We're looking forward to the challenge to have whether it's John sliding over and Paul stepping in or Vincent Painter, and we also now have Nick McDonald available to practice. So we're still not sure exactly how it will all play out offensively. And then defensively, we need guys to step up. Hopeful to get Ruben back this week. That will help. But that's our challenge this week. Part of it is the challenge of playing the Jaguars. And the other part of that I tell our guys each week is that we play to our standards, that we want to make sure that we're playing to the level that we know we're capable of and the high standards that we set as a staff. I haven't talked to any of them about it, but I know it's there. And I know that was here too, I believe, right?
Do you do anything different as far as your routine on the road after having gone through a couple road games?
Yeah, we're looking at it. Talk to some of the players that I think that will make some adjustments to the schedule on game day and see if that helps us. To me, I talked at length with Joe Sheehan, and it's very helpful because Joe actually used to work in Jacksonville, so he's very well aware of what it's like there at certain times of the year, and looked at the forecast and know it'll be in the 80s, and I'm sure the sun will be out, so... It's something we want to be aware of. It's not something you can just say, hey, on Saturday, I want to make sure we drink a little bit more. We have a hydration protocol that we've started today with our guys that I think will be important for them to follow. We talked about it in the team meeting. Then we'll do some subtle things when down there as well. We're aware of it. I don't want to make a huge deal of it. But it's something that we had to put a little time and thought into. And I think, too, that talk to Brad. I think we'll be in white. I think we'll be in all white, so that will be beneficial as well. I think it surprised a lot of people that he went there. I thought Jacksonville did a very good job of playing poker with that one. At a lot of the information that came out of there, you wouldn't have thought that. We knew that they liked him, thinking maybe that he could have potentially gone to him later in the draft, but. He was a kid that he was high on our board, possesses an NFL skill set. We didn't know a lot about him from a personal standpoint until we went down there and worked him out, had a great visit with him, got to spend a little time, got to know him, and then the workout was outstanding. So he was a guy that based on that visit, that his stock with us rose, and the success that he's has and doesn't that he's having does not come as any surprise. That he can make all the throws, that people call him, Baby Ben because of the resemblance to Roethlisberger, and you can see some of that. That he's has the ability to extend a play, and then he's scrambled for some key first downs, and that's certainly something we'll have to be on point with. I just
think the information that was coming out of there. Usually, you get a pretty good feel,
I think a lot of the league was surprised when you just kind of looked at the mocks and what was going on and assessing who was going to take one. I thought they covered their tracks well. Yeah, and to me, that sometimes the numbers can be very deceiving. Offensively, they've been missing some guys. I think Cecil Shorts is one of the most underrated receivers in football. They didn't have A. Sanders for a period of time. They were kind of feeling their way with the quarterback. They didn't commit to Bortles till a little bit into the year. So we don't get too wrapped up in that. We watch the tape. And I think it's easy to get our guys' attention when you put the film on. Because defensively, this is a group that's going to – there's not a lot of big names. But you're looking at, whether it was Red Bryant, Clemens, the guys that came from Seattle. But other than that, I mean, it's a group that they line up. They don't give you a lot of different looks. But they load up against the run. Their wheelhouse defensively is what we do well. They load up against the run. They make it difficult to run, and they take away the vertical passing game. The teams that have gotten after them a little bit have been persistent in the intermediate to short pass game, which are two things that we're capable of doing. But that's not how we've been successful. We've hit some big pass plays, and we've been able to run the football. So that they're built based on how they play schematically to take away what we've done, and that's going to force an adjustment on our part. I mean, we're not going to abandon what we've done, but it'll be a challenge for our guys, and we're very familiar with them defensively. It's Bobby Babich's dad is the coordinator. I asked him this week, was his blood thicker than water, and he said, I can't use the words exact words he used. He said heck no, and. I think he was 0-3 to date against his dad. So I said I can relate to that. I was 0-5. So, but he's it's good that he's familiar with the scheme. But it's good. It's sound. And those guys play hard. All you got to do is they held Pittsburgh to 10 points. They held Tennessee, I think, to 16. They've been playing well of late. And it'll be a challenge for us. I don't think we can get caught up in those. We're not good enough that we can just show up and put in an average performance, that we know that we have to go down there and play and we have to play well. And they're doing it without pressure. They're getting there with four. That's especially given our adjustments that we're having to make in the offensive line. I mean, that's they cause some problems for you. That we weren't going to stray from the board from a value standpoint. We weren't going to take a player that was rated outside of you always want to be taking a player that you have ranked above the position where you're taking them. So if you're hopeful that if you're picking at four, that you're taking a guy that's ranked in your top three, or like I said, when we traded out, like where you're always looking for that value. You don't want to reach for a guy from a positional need. I mean, we talked about this post draft that the ranking, it's weighted by the importance of the position anyway. So you didn't want to push it up even further just because there was a perceived need. Yeah, we're looking for improvement, but we weren't looking for him to walk in here and be a Pro Bowler right away. I mean, I think that's very unrealistic when you look at the history of the league and the number of guys that have come in and played at a high level at corner right from the beginning. That there's not that many, so it's he's on the learning curve where we pretty much figured he would be. He's getting better. I mean, it's something that he's practicing better, which is helpful. But there's a lot to learn, and we ask a lot of our corners. But we're more than optimistic that he's going to be the player that we believe that he would be when we drafted him. They have a good relationship. I mean, it's like football speak. They talk the same language, so you can be sitting close to them and be taken aback by the conversations that they're having about defenses and fronts and plays and checks and just a lot of different things. But it's good. And I think that's a good – I think there's a lot of good interaction in the quarterback room among the quarterbacks with Dal and with Kyle. And I know there's a lot of, a lot of back and forth with the game plan. Yeah, the surgery, I believe, is scheduled for tomorrow. Is that correct? I think he's going to have it done in North Carolina. I mean, it's something we feel we can improve on. I thought we did a good job. We got to Ben a couple of times, but I also think we affected him more than a few as well. We hit him, and I think that those hits are cumulative over the course of a game. You'll get some when you hit a quarterback over three quarters, and all of a sudden in that fourth quarter they're chasing ghosts, they're feeling ghosts a little bit, and you get some missed throws based on their perception of pressure when there might not be. So that's important for us to make sure if we're not sacking the quarterback. That we're at least affecting him And then the tip ball to me is another one as well, that, hey, it's if I can't get there and I'm collapsing the pocket, just have that sense of timing to throw a hand up in the air, which John did. And as I said on Monday, we tell our guys all the time, you tip a ball, you change a game. Well, it's a different offense, but it's you have to be aware of him for sure. I mean, he is looking to get out if you make it available to him. And he's a better athlete than probably what he appears to be, probably a little bit faster. But it's with a lot of rookies that if they don't want to turn the ball over, and there a lot of them will run more often in their early years until they get comfortable with making reads against NFL defenses. So it's certainly a weapon that they have, and we have to be aware of. We knew it going into the Tennessee game and didn't do a good job of it, and that's going to be a point of emphasis for us this week. Well, we had a lot of good information on him, knowing that he was that type of player from Coach Hafley, having been with him at Pittsburgh, and that he's some guys just have a knack for what you said, just being around the ball and having the ability to make plays. We had a kid, Nikhil Roby, in Buffalo that was very similar situation. Went undrafted, signed him as a free agent, and then just all he did was make plays when he came in, and that's important for us. I know I use the reference a lot, but it's a tool that we use as coaches. We look at the grade sheets and who we want the guys out there that are getting pluses. If you're getting across the board lots of pluses, very few minuses, you're going to be successful, and he's a good example of that. I think anytime you're looking at a quarterback and how you're going to play him, you got to look at the whole picture. You got to look at the supporting cast. I mean, any quarterback is only as good as the guys around him. And then what's the style of offense? What are we looking to defend? But when you get him in an obvious passing situation, I think you have to mix up the looks. I think if you can force a rookie quarterback to determine the coverage post-snap as opposed to pre-snap, you will more than likely be successful. And then you have to take away, you got to study them, and what do they do well? Make sure you take it away and force them to go to their you know, second or third options. Yeah, we'll see. We'll make that decision at the end of the week kind of based on where he is. Because we are anticipating getting Rube back, so we don't know if we'll be at four or five. And a lot of that will depend on how he practices. But he's a guy, he had a good workout, came in. You can tell he's in shape. He's smart. That we liked the film that we watched on him. So that we'll see. But yeah, we're not going to take that position just to take that position. We'll see what's out there. So this was a short-term situation with Fua, and we're hopeful that he can be productive for us when he does get out there and be a contributor as the year goes on. But that's Ray's department. They're looking at tape around the league every day, scanning the waiver wire. When a guy comes available, if they think he can help us win, then we'll bring him in. We're not afraid to kind of churn the bottom of the roster and the practice squad.